Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Jose Chaidez, 35, stalks his ex, following her into a convenience store. He threatens her with a butcher knife and slaps her with it, then drags her around the store by her hair. A male customer tries to stop him. Chaidez beats him unconscious. A second man tries, but Chaidez hits him and runs from the store.
Nancy, both Chaidez's ex and the Good Samaritan were taken to the hospital in critical condition, but both are said to be recovering. Security footage captured the entire incident, and Sheriff Grady Judd was eager to put the, quote, very violent menace behind bars. Chaidez has a long rap sheet already with 8 violent charges on his record.
One day later, cops track him down, and now he's facing attempted murder. A Missouri taco stand employee works on an order when Antonio Murray approaches with a gun, takes the taco out of her hand, and says, "It's mine now." Murray points the gun at several patrons but leaves with the one taco. He continues his spree, smashing windows at 2 stores to steal items. When he's arrested, Murray found carrying a BB gun resembling a much more dangerous weapon. Antonio Murray, 19, charged with armed robbery and 2 counts property damage, all for a taco. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
According to Kansas officials, a homeless man has been detained in connection with the rape and murder of a 5-year-old girl. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Just before 6 p.m. on Monday, officers responded to a medical emergency at a Topeka gas station and discovered a fire team trying to save Zoe Felix. This according to a news release from the police department. She was taken to a hospital in an ambulance and later declared dead. A 25-year-old male has now been arrested on accusations of first-degree murder and rape after being identified by investigators as a suspect. Timothy Phelps, deputy director of the Shawnee County Department of Corrections, stated that the man's bail was set at $2 million. Records from the court reveal that no formal charges were immediately brought in the case. According to the press release, Zoe knew the man, but police spokeswoman Rosie Nichols said she was unable to elaborate.
Nicholas also declined to offer any information on the cause of the girl's death. A man who murdered 2 women in 1996 after meeting them in North Florida bars just 2 days apart has now been executed. 54-year-old Michael Zack III received a fatal injection at Florida State Prison in Stark and was pronounced dead just after 6:14 Tuesday night. The execution began as scheduled at 6. When asked if he had any final remarks, Zack said, "Yes, sir." Then turning to face the witnesses, he said, "I love you all." Zack was put to death for the murder of Rayvon Smith, a bar employee he had befriended before beating and stabbing her in June 1996 with an oyster knife. He was also found guilty of murdering Laura Brazillo, whom he had met in another Florida panhandle bar. He was given a separate life sentence for her murder. The execution of Zack had been put on hold after his attorneys argued that he had fetal alcohol syndrome and post-traumatic stress disorder. Without making any further remarks, the U.S. Supreme Court turned down Zack's request for a stay of execution. After being found guilty of wildlife trafficking in Virginia, an animal trainer who appeared in the popular Netflix series Tiger King has been handed a 2-year sentence with probation. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to a statement released on Tuesday by Attorney General Jason Meares, Bagawan Doc Antle is also prohibited from possessing and trading in exotic wild animals in the state for a period of 5 years. In Frederick County, Virginia, Antle was charged with purchasing endangered lion cubs to display them at his South Carolina zoo for profit. He was found guilty by a jury in June on 2 felony counts each of wildlife trafficking and conspiracy to traffic in wildlife. Antle was facing a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. The lucrative petting zoo at Myrtle Beach Safari, according to the prosecution, encouraged Antle to keep a regular supply of juvenile lion cubs on hand. In 2017, 2018, and 2019, there were allegedly illicit cub trades.
Antle appeared in the Netflix documentary miniseries Tiger King: Murder, Mayhem, and Madness, which was centered on the lives and businesses of tiger breeders.
Logan Dunn goes with his parents to Carl Methodist Hospital in Peoria to enter inpatient treatment for bipolar. Dunn's parents call the hospital every day, but nurses refuse to confirm or deny if he's a patient, despite the parents being his emergency contacts. During one call, the hospital puts them on a long hold, finally taking their number, saying someone will call back. Meanwhile, the hospital tells police Dunn's nowhere to be found and he must have escaped. 3 days later, a Peoria cop and family friend calls the Dunns to let them know Logan's missing. Logan, a cardiac sonographer and avid outdoorsman, is also a type 1 diabetic, has no insulin with him. Logan Dunn, now missing over 4 months. If you have info on Logan Dunn, call Peoria PD 309-673-4521. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.